Hey guys, I hope you've had a good day. I'm Aparna Dalal. You can also listen to me on Imagic Oats Let's Imagine, which is my YouTube channel, and of course you can listen to me here. So in continuation with what I was talking to you before, I would also like to tell you today that I had an epiphany, and I'll be discussing about that with you. So how it goes is that I want to understand as to why are people struggling. They're struggling with their spouses, they're struggling with their careers, they're struggling with their present life, they're struggling with their emotions. Actually, that's the worst kind of struggle anyone has to go through. But you know what? If you will look inside, if you look around, you'll find that most of us are actually struggling to reach somewhere, to be someone, to do something. So why is it that there's this constant race that we are running in when all that we want literally at the end of the day is to be happy? If we find someone, we want to be happy with them. If we find a certain job, we want to be happy with that job. If we want to be, you know, we want life to go in a certain way. Why do we want that? We want it because eventually with that kind of way, we want to be happy. We feel that at the end of the day, after all this happens, we are going to be happy. And let me tell you a secret. To be happy, you just have to take a deep breath and tell yourself, I am so happy. Yes, that's the only thing. That's only thing. Because let me tell you one more secret, my friends. We live in very tough times. We live in a very unforgiving society. So things that make you genuinely happy will be just your own. You will be the only person who will know about them, who will relish them. Because once you start sharing your happiness with other people, you will find people who are jealous, who you will find people who are uninspiring, who you will find people who want to be where you are, doing what you do. They do not know your struggles. They do not know what you've given up to be where you are. But they will just eye you. They'll probably send bad energies or something. You know, there'll be very few genuine people who'll be happy for you. So you're lucky if you found them. So all I'm trying to say here that we live in a very unforgiving environment, a very unforgiving society. So why is it that we need to prove anything to this society? Why is it that we need to prove to be successful, our success, our happiness, on the merits that has been decided by this very society? Because eventually when I achieve all that I will achieve, nobody else will be happy for me. They will never appreciate me, probably on my face, but it will never happen genuinely, because everyone's running, everyone's got those goals, and everyone's got those merits that are decided by the society, and eventually everyone is just running. Nobody is really being happy with what they actually have. So probably this is the time to turn around, have a look at whatever you really have, you know, and love those things, love those people, give them so much love. And believe me, a lot of love from those people, those things, those surroundings, it'll come back to you and you will be full of love. That thirst will get quenched. I can promise you that. Progressing in life, not bad. Very, very recommended. But it has to be a progress. It does not have to be a race. It does not have to be something wherein you have to prove something to the society at large so that you will be accepted by them. You have to accept yourself first. You have to see your own merits first. You have to set your own goals for yourself, not to be accepted by the society. And if you can do that, coming back to where I started from, you will not struggle. You will be moving ahead, being happy, but you will not struggle. And only when there is calm, when there is peace, when there is a clear mind, only when you can go deep inside, like the ocean, which is deep and vast and calm inside. If you can do that, you will find true love. Because that's the essence of true love. So I hope I've made sense. Lots of love to you guys. Lots and lots of love. Hope you find it soon within yourselves. Take care until we meet next time.